I want to dive into intervention strategies for upper elementary students who struggle with reading comprehension. It may come as no surprise that some third, fourth, and fifth grade students are not on grade level or even proficient in reading, let alone reading comprehension. But to get to the root of it, we really have to dig into the cause of this lack of comprehension before we can truly plan proper interventions to help them. So this episode is going to highlight three main focus areas: fundamental, cognitive, and environmental factors, which are going to be those three bigger umbrellas, which are the causes of poor comprehension, and the areas that I have personally experienced in my several years of teaching across elementary grade levels and what I saw as my role as an interventionist. Within these three zones, there are then more intricate causes and factors that you have to consider. And over the coming weeks, I'm going to be sharing strategies and interventions to support those smaller areas that exist within the bigger scope of our students so that you can recognize when these causes are occurring, and then you can begin planning your possible next steps depending on what those causes are. So if you are ready to dive in, I will meet you inside. Welcome to the Literacy Dive Podcast, a podcast for educators who want to take a deeper dive into all things reading and writing instruction. I'm your host, Megan, a true lover of all things literacy. Join me each week as we dive into teaching tips, engaging ideas, and actionable step-by-step strategies and examples to help you close the gap and lead confidently with best practices. I'm all about keeping things simple and digestible so that you can implement what you learn here as soon as tomorrow. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Literacy Dive Podcast. I am thrilled that you are tuning in today as we are diving into reading comprehension and what we can do to support our students. Now, I do not want you to be alarmed by hearing that in this episode today, I am going to dive into 14 causes of weakened comprehension as it pertains to reading, as I do plan to move through these challenges rather quickly. But my whole goal here is to just share the causes that I have seen or that I have identified, and I need to bring awareness that struggling with reading comprehension is not a cookie cutter situation with a one size fits all approach to improve it. If you have any students who have not mastered reading comprehension, I want you to think about whether they fall into any of these categories or not. And that is going to be the first telling sign of what we need to do intervention wise to help them with this comprehension gap. And as I just said, there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach, so we really have to tailor our instruction and our interventions based on the needs of each individual student. This means that before we can implement anything and start this process, we have to almost work backward and identify what are some of those possible causes. Students can struggle with reading comprehension for a variety of reasons, but they're often stemming, in my experience, from fundamental skills, cognitive processes, or environmental factors. Understanding these bigger umbrella reasons is vital for you as a teacher or a parent or educator to effectively support these learners. So let's begin with the fundamental challenges that students might face. And again, while I'm going to be going through 14 different causes broken up into three bigger categories, I do not plan on going super in depth on each one in this episode. So just bear with me. My whole takeaway for you is that there are a variety of causes, and depending on the cause, not every intervention is going to work to fix that comprehension gap. So let's just go ahead and dive in with this first cause that is going to be underneath this fundamental skills umbrella. The first cause that could prevent comprehension from growing is going to be limited vocabulary. Students with a limited vocabulary might struggle to understand the meaning of texts that they read, and that is because vocabulary knowledge is directly linked to comprehension. So if you know right now that your students do not have the proper grade level vocabulary, or they are not super strong in the strategies like using context clues to be able to conclude what a word can mean in context, then they are going to have challenges with comprehension. This is mainly because words hold meaning and words put together are sentences, so sentences also hold meaning. And sentences are what build the different texts and the passages that students have to read in possible paragraph form. So if they are having any challenges with understanding vocabulary words, let alone those words that are placed into sentences, they are going to have challenges with deeper comprehension. That brings us to the second cause of a weakened comprehension in reading, and that is poor decoding skills. Difficulty in decoding words can hinder the ability to read fluently, affecting comprehension because the student spends too much mental effort and time on decoding rather than understanding. Decoding is indeed a skill that is taught very heavily in the earlier grades. So let's think about kindergarten, first grade, second grade. So imagine a third grader, a fourth grader, a fifth grader coming to your classroom and recognizing for the first time that they did not grasp or master those foundational skills, those fundamental skills that are necessary for decoding basic words, which is reading. Well, this is going to transfer into a lack of comprehension because they are spending all that energy and all that brain work on trying to make these words make sense versus identifying the word, grasping that meaning, and providing context to the sentence in which they can then use their background knowledge or make other connections that's going to aid in their comprehension. So the third cause, I hope you can kind of see this spiraling, is the lack of background knowledge. Comprehension requires connecting new information to what is already known. So students that have limited prior knowledge or experience with different concepts may have trouble understanding certain text. I actually did use those words for the previous challenge, and those words are background knowledge. So if a child does not have access to experiences or does not have exposure to see or understand a concept or term, they are going to have a very difficult time trying to place the meaning with the text that they are reading because they simply do not have the skill that's needed to paint that picture in their mind and then grow upon what they already know. This is also important when it comes to reading different genres of text. So sure, maybe they've mastered the story, the fictional style of reading, but we know in upper elementary, we are testing on informational writing, procedural writing, expository, and all of those take on a different form. There's also science concepts within science fiction text. There are historical terms within historical fiction text or anything that's nonfiction. And if students have not heard specific science terms like constellation or have had experience with magnets, or if they've not heard specific historical words like boycott or have experience with the voting and the electoral process in the United States, then they are going to have challenges with understanding what in the world is this text saying, and they're going to be tasked with trying to make sense of something that they solely have no context to draw from regarding these topics or these concepts before seeing them in that text that you have just placed in front of them, and they're not going to be able to be strong in comprehending that text. So background knowledge is a really important part of comprehension. Then we have weak fluency. Reading fluently involves not just speed, but also accuracy and expression. So poor fluency can lead to poor comprehension because it breaks the flow of the understanding. Now, with fluency, many may tend to automatically think that since their students are reading so quickly, they are fluent, and that is a belief that we have to debunk and we have to break immediately. And this is because we now know that it's so much more to these different levels of fluency, which I said involve not just that speed, but also the accuracy of the words that they are reading and the expression that comes with the words. So if your students are reading like a robot or reading super choppy and then pausing between every other word, that is going to break the meaning of what that sentence is supposed to sound like and what it's supposed to convey. And when you have these gaps, that is naturally going to play a part in limiting the depth of comprehension, and that comprehension is going to become weakened. So this is just merely because students are not hearing the sentence in the way that it was intended to sound as written by the author. This also involves decoding, because if your students are trying to solve those words, then that decoding piece that we talked about earlier is going to make the fluency inconsistent, as those kids are concentrating on solving the words to read versus reading the words to comprehend. Next up in this umbrella is having inadequate comprehension strategies. And this is going to be students who haven't learned or do not apply effective reading strategies, such as summarizing or questioning, being able to make inferences within the text. Well, if those are not effective strategies that have been mastered, then your students may find comprehension very challenging. And honestly, there are so many reading strategies that students have to know, and these are different than reading skills. Sometimes strategies and skills are used synonymously, but they are actually very, very different. Some of these strategies may include summarizing, like I've already mentioned, or activating that prior knowledge, which was also mentioned before, visualizing, being able to evaluate the text, inferring. All of those strategies that students need to master to successfully comprehend a text are what I'm referring to here. These are what students need to apply to these different genres of text and to these different test practices and these different comprehension questions and other assessments that they might have to take. So if your students are not proficient in this area, or if you know that you have not placed that proper time into teaching and ensuring that your students understand the various strategies, they are going to have a lapse in their comprehension skills.
Ever wonder why students can't seem to retain those key vocabulary words? Is it a struggle to make vocabulary stick in your students' minds long after the quiz is over? Do you feel like you have run out of creative ways to teach new words? Well, I hear you, and the answer is here. A resource that weaves vocabulary development seamlessly into writing exercises. You can seriously watch your students' word knowledge and writing competence grow together effortlessly and enjoyably. It's truly the dual power approach that you've been waiting for. Enriching vocabulary while polishing writing skills. And now, my vocabulary writing prompts are offered by grade level. I know, it might sound too good to be true, but if you're curious to experience the transformation firsthand, I want you to grab a free sample compiled just for you. Ideal for 2nd to 6th grade educators, you can now try a tailored vocabulary writing prompt for each grade level. Witness the spark of interest and the growth in your students' writing abilities yourself. You can find this download in the show notes, but you could also head to theliteracydive.com/vocabulary and download your free sample today. Step into a new world where vocabulary learning is engaging, effective, and exciting. Do not miss out on this opportunity to revolutionize the way that you teach vocabulary.
Next up is the difficulty with text structures. Struggling to recognize and understand the structure of text can definitely make comprehension difficult. Reading genres are just that. They are specific and different for a reason, and that is because they were written differently and they are targeting a different audience and a different purpose for that writing. So when we start to think about text structures, we have to realize that a problem and solution text is not going to follow the same pattern or structure as a cause and effect text. And that's not going to follow the same structure as compare and contrast text. And that's because they have different organizational makeups and they have to be interpreted differently. So without understanding what text structures are and how they are applied to the text and what their role is within that text, students are going to for sure experience challenges with comprehending anything outside of a basic fictional story or a very straightforward nonfiction factual text. And this last one in this umbrella that I just wanted to throw in is going to be the lack of engagement or motivation. And this is just going to be your students who are not interested in the material or they lack that motivation to read. And if they're not interested or they lack the motivation, they may not put forth the effort that's needed to comprehend the text deeply. So this one truly is just plain and simple. If a child is unmotivated and does not enjoy reading because they find it hard or boring, they are not going to spend all of that necessary time and energy that it's going to take to make sure that they are proficient in the comprehension strategies that you are teaching them. And that is going to heavily affect and impact their ability to comprehend any form of text in a really, really, really big way. This might also cause them to rush, and if they are speeding through and missing a key detail or a turning point in a text, that is going to break their comprehension, and they will no longer be able to accurately understand the character or plot development, making it harder to make those predictions or the inferences or to even analyze the text. So those seven are going to kind of fall underneath the fundamental umbrella of what these challenges could be that is really, really hindering our students from making it to the next step within the comprehension realm. So let's move on to the next area. And these next five causes are more serious to pay attention to as they are going to be centered around learning differences. So I'm just going to read through these five, and then at the end, I'm going to kind of wrap it up into what this actually could mean for you as a classroom teacher or as a parent. So again, I have paid close attention to my students, especially when I entered the interventionist role, and I had to support teachers as well as students prior to getting them into that tier three level of intervention. Now, one of the big causes that could be why are my students not comprehending the text could be attention issues. And this just means that there is difficulty focusing or sustaining attention within these students, and that is going to interfere with the ability to follow along with the text for a sustained amount of time, and it's going to also interfere with that retention of information that's needed for comprehension to take place. So with an attention issue, you're already kind of tasked and challenged with sitting for a period of time and having to focus on a piece of text, especially if it's not interesting. And then your students might also have a lot of overstimulated thoughts or things that are just making it to where they are drifting off and they're not able to keep their mind on that one thing, which is unfortunately your reading lesson or the strategies you're trying to teach them so that they can successfully comprehend. So attention issues are definitely going to be a cause that could be playing a role in the comprehension piece being a little bit weak. Another cause in this department is difficulties with processing speed. Students with slow processing speed may take longer to make sense of the words and the sentences that they read, which is going to affect their overall understanding of the text that is in front of them. Also, we have the working memory deficits, and working memory is crucial for holding that information in the mind while you're reading. And so any deficit in this area can impact a student's ability to make connections between the different parts of the text or between the text and one's background knowledge because of the way that work between those different concepts are having a little bit of trouble connecting and bridging completely. So that is definitely going to be something that your students could be faced with, which will hinder that comprehension. Two other causes for this umbrella of the cognitive process, if you will, is going to be students who have challenges with language processing. So students with language processing disorders may struggle to understand the spoken language, let alone the more complex language structures that are found in those written texts. And the last cause that I just want to put into this category is dyslexia and other learning disabilities. Dyslexia and related learning disabilities can make reading and comprehension particularly challenging due to the difficulties with decoding, fluency, and sometimes even that visual processing of a text. And so with thinking about these five different causes, these are very true challenges that I have specifically encountered within my classroom or within my role of being an interventionist and servicing students with these different challenges. And the steps to help these children are going to vary differently than a student who just lacks motivational or foundational skills. I will be sharing intervention strategies for these students very soon so that you can start supporting them the best way that you possibly know how. The last area, the big umbrella that I want to approach, is emotional and environmental factors. The first big cause of a lack of comprehension in reading is going to be tied to socioeconomic factors. Limited access to books, educational materials, and enriching experiences outside of school can drastically affect reading development and comprehension skills. Think about the students in your classroom. Think about where they live or where they came from. Think about their family structures. I have personally only taught in Title I schools where the majority of our students had low socioeconomic statuses, many of our students were on free and/or reduced lunch, and while these students can absolutely still learn and master these concepts, it should really not be too surprising if they enter your classroom with limited understanding or lacking the ability to make these personal connections due to their environment. So this really has to be considered when thinking about why a student is struggling in comprehension when it comes to reading. Reflecting on this will also help you to determine what you can do to support them within your classroom. And again, I'm going to be rolling out several strategies and interventions that you can put into place anytime you suspect that one of these challenges or causes are a really, really big contender with why your students are not mastering comprehension. And you will then be able to know what to try and what to keep track of to know if these interventions are working. So let's now go into the other portion of this environmental factor, and that's going to be the emotional or the psychological factors that might be present within your students. This can include anxiety, depression, and other emotional or psychological issues. And when these are present, they can absolutely affect concentration, motivation, thus impacting reading comprehension. Along with the previous, if students are worried, if they're anxious, if they're sad because of their living situations, because of mobility, because of their family structures, that is going to impact and affect most likely all areas of school, except for possibly the area that they thrive in and that they truly love. And that could be math, it could be a special rotation area like music or art or PE. But most likely, and I'm going to make this generalization, most likely, their passion area that they thrive in and that they love is not going to be reading or writing. So understanding how their emotional state can truly impact their learning and really does take shape and form in the students that are in your very classrooms, that has to be considered when identifying what the cause is for the student to be unsatisfactory in their reading comprehension. Addressing these underlying issues can help improve reading comprehension. It often will require a multifaceted approach, including assessment, targeted intervention, and support from both the teachers, the parents, whatever educators are in the life of this student. So that is going to be a collaborative effort of that team of people. And next week, I am going to begin unpacking these bigger areas. And I'm going to be providing you with strategies, interventions, and steps that you can take, that you can put into place to support these students and help them grow their knowledge and their understanding along with the intentional goal and focus placed on closing that comprehension gap that somehow found its way and entered right into your classroom. I hope that you will join me next week as we begin unpacking these causes and really diving into some strategies and interventions to help these students. So come on back next week and we will dive into this together. But until then, keep diving into literacy, but more specifically, keep diving into comprehension. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Be sure to click that follow button so you never miss a new episode. And if you are enjoying what you hear, please consider sharing this podcast with a friend. Until the next episode, we can hang out over on Instagram at The Literacy Dive, and you can search The Daily Writing Disguise in your web browser to dive into a stockpile of creative writing activity collections created by me with student engagement in mind. For literacy resources and support, you can search The Literacy Dive on TPT. I'll catch you in the next episode.